2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 20th of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown 72 degrees.
I-15 running at the full speed limit in both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this morning, a second Amazon shipping center is coming to Utah. It's going to be larger than the first one and means hundreds more jobs.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, just a year ago, Amazon opened a shipping center near the airport in Salt Lake City. And now they announced they're building an even bigger fulfillment center in West Jordan. 1 million square feet with 800 new jobs starting at $15 an hour. This one will specialize in the larger items for the home, patio, and garage. Amazon already has 2,000 full-time employees in Utah, and West Jordan's mayor says his city is thrilled to welcome the new Amazon Fulfillment Center. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
You could pay more at the grocery store under the latest tax reform idea. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story. Kelly?
Guys, as you may know, state lawmakers have been holding a series of meetings to get the public's take on how to reform our tax structure. And one thing that's come up a lot is raising food taxes back up to about 5%. That's controversial, though, with some arguing the poor would be hard hit. Senator Lyle Hilliard said last night they'd do something to offset it.
If their income tax is cut from 4.95 down to 4, they save quite a bit of money.
Many lawmakers would like to tax more services like haircuts to make up for the deficit in the general fund, which is mostly funded by sales taxes. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Summer heat is still persisting today as we could hit our 10th day of triple degree weather.
Wow, it's been pretty hot lately. Mostly sunny skies. We're still not seeing a storm here within the next 7 days. And now it looks like our temperature is going to climb back up to the near 100 range for tomorrow afternoon. And it still looks like it's just going to remain very dry, very warm, with more seasonal temperatures as we head into the weekend and into early next week.
Grant says we could cool off a little on Thursday to the weekend with partly cloudy skies and low 90 degree temperatures.
Back to school.
Back to school.
It's a hot first week of school for many Utah students. Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says air conditioning is more than just a convenience for students these days.
I remember going to school. I remember it being warm. I just don't remember it being that big of a deal. But now that we're used to air conditioning, when that AC goes out, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he says they have plans in place to move students just in case rooms get too warm. Plus, they tell teachers to look for possible heat-related problems if those temperatures reach around 80 degrees inside.
A third person has drowned at Lake Powell this week. A man from Colorado City jumped into a marina, got tangled in wires, and drowned. Swimming in marinas is prohibited. A 15-year-old boy and a 33-year-old man also drowned in separate incidents other than the past week.
The White House may be quietly preparing for recession. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, President Trump pushes back against the notion of a recession, but reports say his advisors are preparing a tax cut plan to give the economy a boost if needed.
Honestly, I'm prepared for everything.
The president says Democrats are trying to will the economy into recession to help them in next year's elections, calling it very selfish. The acting CEO of Planned Parenthood says they're opting out of federal funding for birth control because of new Trump administration restrictions on providing abortion counseling. Alexis McGill Johnson says it would hurt poor women.
This gag rule may mean that they delay or go without care.
Planned Parenthood accounted for 41% of Title X funding last year. New York police officer who choked Eric Garner 5 years ago, leading to his death, has finally lost his job, the commissioner saying yesterday.
It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer.
Garner was illegally selling loose cigarettes when Pantaleo struggled with him, leading to Garner's death. And we have some breaking news at this hour. Brazilian police say an armed man is holding dozens of people hostage on a bus in Rio de Janeiro and is threatening to set that vehicle on fire. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A 15-year-old Florida boy is accused of making threats to shoot up his school in an online gaming chat room. The boy says it was a joke, but it was a written threat, so that is a second-degree felony in Florida. The arresting deputy explained that to the boy's mother when he was arrested.
This is the world we live in, where people think it's funny to say, I'm going to go kill people at school.
Well, he's not people. He's a child.
Okay.
There's a difference. He's playing a video game and he's a boy.
And that's why he'll be charged as a juvenile.
The mother later acknowledged having a gun in the house.
Well, you can feel what that mother's feeling, mm-hmm. but you must have these conversations mm-hmm. with your kids these days.